If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Good morning, Eagles fans. Welcome in, everybody. A Monday morning back for another full week of content here on Jacob Sports. Welcome, everybody, in. Today is day 8 of training camp practice for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be tracking that all day long. This morning, we have a shorter show with a nighttime show of Birds 365. So for those looking for Birds 365 this morning, we are going to be doing a football 24/7 now, a football 24/7 at around noon today to recap the practice, and then a nighttime edition of Birds 365 with John McMullen, who will be down at the NovaCare Complex. We'll have that from 6 to 8 p.m. Hopefully I can get John by phone in a couple minutes here around 8:15, hoping to talk to John. Haven't heard from him yet, but hoping to hear from him so he can join us by phone as we preview this day 8. Coming off a big another practice yesterday, our first practice yesterday since that open practice on Thursday night. So a lot of people making splashes, a lot of juggling on that defense, everybody. So we're going to be tracking all of that and everything that happens this week at practice. They're on a 4-day run right now. So they had practice yesterday. They'll have practice today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And that'll be their 4-day run. They're off Thursday. And then Friday, we are in for our preseason game, obviously, as you guys know. So first preseason game coming up this Friday. I want to welcome everybody in this morning. Richard Natinsky, what's up, brother? Manster, what's up, brother? Mike Fittery, Suplex City. Ian East, what's up, brother? James Carver, I see you, my man. Eduardo Rez is in here. Cali Babies in here. All of our best viewers. Dill Locks in here. We appreciate all you guys. Crowley, what's up, man? Auto Fanatic, what's up? Manster checking in. Xander, the markets are getting hammered. I know, Manster. I'm watching it. Don't you worry. Hopefully everything steadies out and as good. You know what they say. When others are fearful, it might be time to buy. So we'll see how it goes and that. But let's talk some Philadelphia Eagles, everybody. Yesterday was a good practice. We had a recap on the channel on on Sunday night or Sunday evening, I guess you could say, last night, recapping the practice of yesterday. And everybody looked good. Jalen Hurts continues to look good, which really is impressive. He has had a, you know, just a great training camp. Eagles made a signing this morning. They picked up Shaquille Quarterman to a one-year contract, a linebacker. So you're going to see more stuff that comes in where they might start to add their people. Now that they've seen people on the field, you know, they know where do they need to go, where do they need to add. And you're going to see how he probably makes some moves there. You heard that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was getting runs with the ones yesterday. Ben Van Sumeren's been stepping up. So they are not comfortable with the linebacker position. Farrar and N'Kobe Dean. Fans, we don't know what's going on with N'Kobe, how good he's going to be. Eagles are obviously not overly comfortable with the linebacker position. I'd like to find more out about Shaquille Quarterman. That signing dropped this morning at around 7:50, so I didn't get a chance to dive too into him. I'm hoping to talk to John here, and we will give you guys all the updates on the new linebacker signing. I see Christopher Baker checks in. What's the deal with the new linebacker? We'll see what Quarterman can provide. Ian East checks in. The Quarterman signing is at Oren Burks replacement. That's a good take, because Oren's been on injury since that first practice. And, you know, if you're not out there right now, it's tough to win a job, especially with the linebacker room the way it is. That's the problem with a couple other positions on the field as well, where you look at right guard and Tyler Steen's out. So it's like, what's he going to do? And, you know, even yesterday, Mekhi Becton was out. So Brett Toth got the reps at right guard, which is a bad sign for Matt Hennessy. So I think we're reaching the point of training camp where you might start to see some turnover on the roster. They might get rid of some of the lower end roster guys who haven't quite lived up to what they wanted them to live up to. And you might look to them to bolster some positions where they feel their depth is not good enough. And you saw the first one come down today with the linebacker, Shaquille Quarterman. So we'll see what he's able to provide. If I can talk to Johnny Mack, I'll get the update on Shaquille Quarterman. Let's just run through his stats a little bit. He came from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was our fourth-round pick in 2020, so pick 140 overall in 2020. Went to the University of Miami. Big Sills, where you at, brother? Big Sills. Shaquille Quarterman coming out of the University of Miami. Let's run through his stats a little bit. So 17 games played each of the last three seasons, only 6 games played in that rookie year. Looks like his best year was in 2021, where he had 16 solo tackles, 14 assisted, 30 total, 0 sacks. Last year, just 17 games played, but just 2 total tackles, 1 solo, 1 assisted. So he obviously was not on the field much. I'll get Johnny Mack to give the rundown on the PFF snap counts and everything like that. So hopefully Johnny Mack joins us here in a couple minutes, and I can get him up and talk to him about Shaquille Quarterman. We'll see what they do. I mean, you know, I heard John, if you guys were on our show yesterday and you heard John talk about where we are at the linebacker position, he continues to say this team is not in a good spot from a linebacker position. He believes they need to do more. They will end up doing more, and maybe this is the first domino to fall with adding people to that room, because look, at the end of the day, you know, if this team has Super Bowl aspirations, which obviously we think they do, which we all do as fans of the team, as viewers of the show, and everybody that checks in on Jacob Sports obviously hopes the Eagles can make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl this year. You can't have that bad of a position on your defense. We saw what it did last year. And so, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, say Quads, what's up, brother? He checks in. He says, we're collecting linebackers like counterfeit Infinity Stones. Yeah, it's alarming a little bit. You know, I wish that they would make a move there. I always go back to the TJ Edwards thing. We can't live in the past, everybody. I don't want to live in the past. But at the end of the day, holy moly, guy only got $7 million, and we could have got him here for under contract and would have had no issues at linebacker. And then you're talking about maybe if you added Devin White, then you have Devin and TJ, a fast guy and an instinctive guy. Just a mess up at that position. And we'll see what they're able to do. Just heard from Johnny Mack, who said he's going to be here in a couple minutes. So good stuff from J-Mack. We will get him. We'll get him in a couple minutes. I'm going to get the update on Shaquille Quarterman So we will get that from John McMullen. Joe Webb makes a good point. With no J-Mac, you can always interview the chat folks. That is true, Joe. You guys bring great content. I love reading your comments. As always, one of the best things I do, I always say, it's like going to a family party and you're kind of done talking about what you are, where you are in life and what you're doing at work. And you're just like, does anybody here want to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles with me? That's how I feel about the chat, folks. I talk with you guys about the Eagles all day, and we appreciate that. So good stuff there. We're going to move into the defense. Well, we talked defense a little bit. Offense, as I mentioned, had a good day yesterday. Devontae Smith, everybody. You're starting to hear his name a lot now in camp. AJ spoke about how good he's looked. Apparently, he made some unbelievable grabs yesterday. People just cannot cover Devontae. This could be a huge year for Devontae Smith. I know we have AJ Brown, and you know he's a flashy piece, and you get all amped up thinking about AJ Brown. But I think Devontae Smith is severely underrated. I think if he got the opportunity to be a one, like similar to let's just say CeeDee Lamb down in Dallas, I think he would be up in the top five in the league, top seven in the league in receivers. I think he's that good. He's that polished. He doesn't drop the ball. His routes are perfection. He is a polished receiver, very good. I think he's going to have a huge year this year, especially in this Kellen Moore offense where Hurts is going to be getting that ball around a lot more. So going to be exciting to track what he's able to do. Obviously very excited about Devontae Smith. I thought, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, but the other thing I think that's been very exciting here in camp has been Dallas Goedert. He's a guy that many are high on. I got some criticism over the summer for saying I thought Dallas was potentially a little bit overrated. And it wasn't that I thought the player was overrated. I look at the production and I say, this isn't a top five tight end when you look at the production. So I hope we can really get him playing this year up to speed, get him the ball, make him a part of this offense. And I think that's what Kellen Moore is going to bring. And we'll continue to track that, obviously, all season long. So good stuff from Dallas Goedert, who had a big day down at the link, everybody. I think he had three touchdowns down there. So he kind of put on a show for the Eagles fans who were down there. And that's great to hear. Obviously, Jalen was another guy that was putting on a show for the fans. So good stuff there. Let me see if I can pull up this. I'm looking for some more details on Shaquille Quarterman here before I get to John. Yeah, so as I mentioned, former fourth-round pick. Eagles make the signing this morning. Around 7:10 a.m. it came down. So they're going to start to add to that position. I said, we're kind of reaching that point of training camp. Looks like I have Johnny Mack now. Let's go to our friend, John McMullen, who will be live from the car. Johnny Mack, do I have your ball?
Yeah, you got me?
I got you. Sound good. Stay safe, Johnny Mack. We appreciate you checking in. We'll start with the news of the morning, John. Eagles add a linebacker, a fourth-round pick in 2020, Shaquille Quarterman out of the University of Miami. What do you know about Shaquille, and how do you see this signing, Johnny Mack?
He was here at the rookie camp as a tryout player, so the Eagles kind of got the dossier on him in case you need some help down the road, and I think that's kind of how it unfolded here. I wouldn't get too worked up about it. Got more to do with Oren Burks than anything else. The fact that Oren injured his knee in the first practice, hasn't been able to do any kind of team drills to this point in the summer. And he's a key part of the special teams plan. And Shaq has a history of being a core special teamer, has never really been a starting linebacker. So I think some people, at least I saw early on, jumping to the conclusion that they might not be happy with their linebacker schedule. I don't think it has to do about linebacker as much as special teams and Oren Burks missing right now.
Shout out to our friend Ian East in the chat, Johnny Mack, who said just that, exactly what you said. Looks like it's an Oren Burks replacement for the special team. So we'll continue to monitor that. I didn't know he was here for the rookie the minicamp tryout. So good to know that they've kind of seen him, and he's a guy they brought in. John, while we're talking linebacker, I want to go to our friend James Carver, who just dropped us a super chat, talking about N'Kobe Dean. So I'll give you a chance to expand on N'Kobe Dean and what you've seen from him. James says, not only loving that bet US, J-Mac needs to acknowledge that Dean has been good so far in run defense, but he's behind in pass coverage. I expect him to continue to improve beyond a two-down mic as pass D comes along. John, will you echo that sentiment? Do you think that N'Kobe Dean has been good in run defense? He's just behind in pass coverage? Or from your perspective, what have you seen from N'Kobe Dean here in camp?
Let me see.
I lost you there for a second, John.
Yeah, I lost you. I hit a dead spot, I guess. Can you repeat that, N'Kobe?
Yeah, so James Carver dropped the super chat. We appreciate that, James. He just said, N'Kobe's been good so far in run defense, it seems. He's behind in pass coverage. I expect him to continue to improve beyond a two-down mic as passing D comes along. Just looking for your perspective, John, on N'Kobe Dean. Is that true? Will you echo that he's been solid in run defense? What have you seen from N'Kobe Dean? He's obviously the talk of camp right now, one of the talks of camp.
Well, he's instinctive. He's usually in the right place when it comes to the run game. It's tough when you don't tackle to know the full scale of, are people going to break things? But he looks much more comfortable going downhill than he does in coverage. He's really struggled in coverage with Kenny Gainwell specifically. So that's been an issue, and he's got to at least get to a point where it's somewhat competent in the coverage. But he definitely looks the part in the running game. Concerns there is a little bit undersized, obviously. So if big bodies start to get on him, then you have a concern. That's the job of guys like Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter to keep blockers off him. And then he can flow to the football and make plays. But that's certainly the strength of his game, especially when you compare it to the pass coverage aspect, which hasn't been great to this point.
John, we're kind of reaching the point of camp, and I guess you see it here with the first one and Shaquille Quarterman. I know you said he'll probably be more of a special teams guy, more of a replacement for Oren Burks, who's been injured since the start of camp. But it seems to me that we're kind of reaching the point of camp here where they've gotten a look at their roster. They've gotten a look at their positions. They might add or maybe even drop some players on the back end of the roster who haven't lived up to their expectation. What positions do you think where we might see some change here in the next couple of weeks through training camp?
Well, you've already kind of seen it on the offensive line and bringing in some of those veteran guys. I think one of the ugly parts of professional football, you saw it with McCallum Castles getting injured in the open practice at Lincoln Financial Field, where, the only live period of the summer, third team against third team, and he gets hurt. And that's kind of ugly. And the reality is they need guys to play in these preseason games, and they don't want their key players playing in the preseason games. So if you have injuries at particular positions, as we talked about, Oren Burks not able to go to this point, you need guys in the preseason. And that's one of the reasons Shaq Quarterman is here. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes with this league and how it's trending. And they're, from the player's perspective, the cost benefit is you get some film out there. Maybe you stand out, maybe you catch on somewhere else, but there's 90 guys on the offseason roster, and as you get lower to that number 90 number, it's more important to have them ready to go in the preseason, to be honest.
Yeah, that's just one of the parts of football, obviously, that not everybody likes, but it's a part of it. It's a business, and that's obviously something the Eagles are going to do. First preseason game coming up on Friday. John, you're heading down to the stadium or to NovaCare Complex now. What's the rundown on the day and then the rest of the week here for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Practice at 10 o'clock. Vic Fangio is going to talk before practice at 9:40-ish, so we'll get to hear Vic and his sort of current state with the defense, which certainly didn't look tremendous at Lincoln Financial Field. Bounced back a little bit at Sunday's practice. And it seems to be when the defensive front plays well, they look okay. When they maybe have a down day, it's difficult for that back seven. So that seems to be where we're settling in defensively with this team. But I think I think everybody pretty much knew the strength of this team is going to be the offense, not the defense. So, you know, is Vic going to get them up to a competent level? And I certainly think that's a possibility, and I think that's the goal.
John, what are you looking to hear from Vic Fangio today? I mean, he's a guy that it seems every time he speaks, he's only spoken, I think, twice here in Philly. But each time he's made some headlines. What are you looking to hear from Vic today? What's your number one question going into the interview with Vic this morning?
Nick confirmed that he's going to coach from the box, which shouldn't be a surprise. That's been his history. When not a head coach, he'll go upstairs and coach from there. From my perspective, I just want to hear his thoughts behind that, why he likes it, why I think it's better than getting that immediate feedback. I think I kind of know because he doesn't care about that immediate feedback, but it'll be interesting to hear what Vic says about that.
And obviously, what's the setup with that, John, real quick on that? Like, does he have a coach on field that he communicates in the headset with, and then also the green dot that he communicates with? Or how does that work when you coach from the box? How do you get the plays down? How do you communicate with the sideline and the players on the field?
Yeah, the same communication rules apply. You're on the same system. So Nick, you know, can cross over and has four or five different channels to cross over with Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, et cetera. He'll be calling the plays directly into the green dot. So none of that changes. And to be honest, you certainly get a better view from upstairs than you do on field of what's actually unfolding. The negative is that you don't develop that connection with the players in the moment. And that'll be probably Clint Hurt, might be Christian Parker. Clint's been a defensive coordinator before, so probably more, and that's just speculation, more of him because of his experience. But it's the communication's not going to change. It's just that, you know, having the feel of talking to the players. A lot of people want that on game day. And Vic's gone the opposite direction. And I think you've heard enough from him. He hasn't spoken a lot, as you mentioned, but you've heard enough from him that he's kind of, and the players have said that, you know, it's going to be his way. So we'll see how that unshakes as we move forward.
Yeah, as you pointed out, he is not going to care about the immediate feedback. He will be doing what he wants from the booth. So good stuff. We'll be waiting to hear from Vic Fangio. John, 9:40 on Vic again, like usual?
Yeah, 9:40 scheduled, give or take a few minutes. He tends to be on time. Certain other coaches that shall not be named tend to be late.
Good stuff there. So we'll be waiting to hear from Vic Fangio. John, for those who missed our show yesterday, just a quick rundown on what you saw yesterday in practice. It was day 7. Today we are going into day 8. Yesterday was the first day back on the field since that open practice at Lincoln Financial Field, where there was close to 50,000 Eagles fans there. What did you see yesterday at practice, just briefly, as a rundown for anybody who missed our show yesterday?
Big day from AJ and Devontae. I feel like that's a consistent theme.
I'm hearing a lot more about Devontae Smith, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, he had a big catch, and that was notable on a slot fade. I think, you know, Devontae's great, but I think AJ was even better yesterday. But, you know, it gets to a point where they're both so good, it's almost boring to talk about because they're both so consistent from day to day. And you see, that's kind of what sets great players apart, the consistency. Anybody can have a good day here and there. They're all NFL players. They're all talented. They all have tremendous physical gifts. But to do it day after day after day and at a high level, especially in something that can be as monotonous as training camp for players like that, that it kind of explains why they're the players they are. And I expect them to have another good day. And it's just a matter of how good. And then, you know, the battle at right cornerback, which is I'm sure Vic's going to be asked about that a lot. And I've said pretty consistently, people pay so much attention to the first rep. And it's been interesting because Isaiah Rogers was out there the first day. And then Kaylee Ringo, it went three consecutive days. And now Isaiah Rogers is on a three consecutive day streak. So overall, it's 4-3. But I hesitate because whoever starts in team drills, then the other guy starts in 7-on-7s. So to me, it's more about the rep count. And that looks pretty even overall with the first team. And it's interesting, and Devontae Smith was very honest. He was asked about that battle, and he said Isaiah's more instinctive. He was very honest. He was almost Vic Fangio-like. Said he was more instinctive, and Kaylee was more physical, which makes sense because Rogers has more experience, and Kaylee's much bigger, and he kind of saw how physical he could be late last season when he got an opportunity. So that continues to be a battle, and people forget Quinshon Mitchell because he's been playing a lot of slot with Cooper DeJean out, and people kind of forget he's going to be back at some point, and how does that shift things? And as Quinshon start getting more involved at the right cornerback slot. So that's probably the most interesting competition of camp as you get to week one. And I'll also hesitate that the starter on week one is not necessarily going to be the starter in week four or week five.
If you're a fan of Birds 365, you've been hearing all offseason long that Kaylee Ringo is that physical corner. He's that, a little bit of a bigger corner. So Devontae Smith echoes those sentiments. John, is it just looking like, next I want to get an update on Cooper DeJean. But real quick, talking about Quinshon Mitchell, on all those days that you just laid out where you had 4 days on Isaiah on the outside.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
In 3 days with Keely Ringo. Has all of those days basically been Quinion starting at that slot corner?
No. He started about practice three or four. Started mixing in the slot. And by the way, he's also taken first team reps at left corner when Slay's kind of getting a breather. They generally put him on a pitch count. You know, he'll come in and take some first team reps at left corner. And he's also taken first team reps at right corner at times. Not nearly as many as Rogers or Ringo, but he has taken first team reps at every corner position. So, that has been one of the surprises of camp because of how much they're throwing at him. And he's handled it very well. And when Cooper does get back, and I think, you know, they started this thing on July 24th. It's now, August 5th. So do the math. That's 12 days. It's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks is 3 weeks. So it hasn't been as long as people think it's been. And he will be back, and he's out there every day, and he's taking mental reps. And when he is back, that'll shift the landscape of the secondary. Because not that they're trying to get him ready for week one now. I think that part of it has been pushed back. But they're going to want to get him valuable reps, either first or second team, most likely in the slot. And that might bounce Mitchell back outside. And then all of a sudden, you might be seeing him getting the first rep at right corner in practice.
Good stuff there. We'll continue to track that. Will we get an update, you think, on Cooper DeJean here soon? I mean, Vic's speaking. I don't know if he'll give you the update, but when will we get an update on Cooper DeJean?
No, Nick talked about him yesterday, and he's not. People have been around the Eagles for a long time, know what he's going to say. He's not going to put a timetable on people. It's not fair to them. That's the way he handles it. The coordinators, it's not their place to talk about injuries, so they're never going to talk about it. And, you know, 3 weeks has been sort of the behind-the-scenes information we've gotten, and there's been no deviation from that. So I would expect him back at that three-week period, which, you know, July 24th, August 1st, August 1st, August 8th, August 8th, August 15th. So somewhere in the middle of August.
John, going into week three of camp here, what are you looking for as we move into the later part of camp? I mean, I think when you come into week one and two, you're looking for different things. You're looking at how the offense looks. I mean, we've seen good offense now. We've learned a little bit more about the defense. What's the next phase of camp that we're looking to learn about that team as we prepare for the season here? It's early August. You know, we have preseason coming up. What's the next phase of preseason or of the offseason here where we learn more about the team? Is it the roster turnover? What are you looking for as we go here into week three of training camp?
Well, I think it's different for both groups. I mean, the offense, it's right about now. If it wasn't, it might even be today, the entire offense will be installed officially. And at that point, you're just looking for that crispness, that sharpness, because you know who's going to play on offense for the most part, and even to the point that certain positions you don't know, right guard, because of injuries, it certainly seems it's leaning towards Mekhi Becton. Tight end, two, Grant Calcaterra, that seems to be his job. And then wide receiver, three, Paris Campbell got hurt, so maybe that opens up the door. And certainly seems that Nick Sirianni talked about piecemealing it. Aaron Moorhead talked about piecemealing it yesterday. So maybe that's the way the Eagles are thinking. But for the most part, the offense is settled, and you're just looking for that consistency from day to day. Defensively, it's anything but. And Vic said last time we talked to him, he said it'll become obvious at some point who should be playing, who shouldn't be playing. Well, it hasn't become obvious, so I don't know if that's a good thing from the defensive perspective. And we're talking about obviously linebacker and cornerback mostly, and that has to settle down before you. The same thing from the defense as the offense, which is that consistency from sort of practice to practice.
Let's go to our super chat here from Richard Nutinski. Richard, thanks, man, for checking in $1.99 super chat. Asking about Britton Covey at wide receiver, John. I know you just brought up the wide receiver three position. How has Britton looked the last couple of days? Is he somebody that is, you know, continuing to make plays out there and might have a shot at having at least a role on this offense at the wide receiver position? Something we've never seen from Britton in the past.
Yeah, I think he's in that conversation, that piecemeal conversation now. I've said pretty consistently, when it comes to separation, he's the guy amongst the second-tier receivers who can generate it most frequently. But he's limited because of his size to playing strictly in the slot. And you talk about Devontae, like, it's pretty evident that Kellen Moore's going to move around Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown a little bit more. So when Devontae moves into the slot, and the play that everybody was talking about yesterday was from the slot. It was a slot fade, and it was great play, great catch, great throw all around. Well, if Devontae's going to be in the slot and Britton's on the field, that means he's outside. Now, obviously, anybody can line up outside. It's just a mechanism of where you're lining up. But are you going to threaten people as a 5'8", 173-pound guy outside the numbers? Probably not. And that's where they talk about the piecemeals. So maybe that's Johnny Wilson. Maybe that's Paris Campbell if you can get it healthier. Maybe it's John Ross. So they're going to use a bunch of different guys for a bunch of different roles. And if they want a traditional slot receiver on a particular look, that's probably going to be Britton Covey.
Good stuff there. We'll see what Britton can do. I'm excited for the idea of Britton Covey, but obviously he does have those limitations, so we will continue to track him. Johnny Mac, before I let you go, one last question, and it comes from our man, James Carver. Another $20 super chat. Thank you, James. He says, a super for J-Mac's calf strain. Hope you're feeling better. J-Mac is showing that dog in him for all of us and Jacob and Birds 365. Johnny Mac, how is the calf doing? Oh, no. Did I lose John on his calf question? I think I might have lost Johnny Mac on the calf question. James, the question sucks so bad, John said, I'm out. I'm leaving you guys. Let me see if I can get Johnny Mac back up here. I want to get his answer on this. Give me one second, everybody. Sorry about that. Yeah, lost Johnny Mac for sure. He's not out there. Let me see. John, do I have you? Nothing from Johnny Mac. Let me see if I can give him the boot a little bit and then see if he can reconnect here. So I'll see. I'll get it, James. Don't worry. I'll text John to get back in here real quick. One last question for the calf strain. Sucks that he dropped off right as the calf question came in. He said, James, I don't give a F about my calf, man. All I care about is the Eagles at training camp. I'm dropping out of here. I don't care to answer your calf question, but you're right, James Carver. We appreciate the super chat, man. Johnny Mack has been nursing the calf. I was talking to him a little bit about it yesterday, and he said, boy, it felt all right, and then I had to walk up this flight of stairs to do the show, because I guess he had to walk up a flight of stairs at the NovaCare complex to do our show in the afternoon yesterday. And he goes, so evidently stairs are tweaking my calf a little bit. So hopefully John's calf is all right. Hopefully I can get him back up to answer this question, or to at least acknowledge it. He did not even get a chance to sniff a response. We got nothing out of John to respond to your $20 super chat. James, we owe you that one for sure. Here we go. Let me see if I can get Johnny Mack back up. John, do I have you?
Yeah, that's the Walt Whitman. I don't know. There's a dead spot on the Walt Whitman, and it's a bad sell day. I don't know.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know if you heard my question, John. It was pretty funny how you dropped out right at this question. We were making some good jokes about it, but James Carver drops a super chat, John, a super for J-Mac's calf strain. Hope you're doing, feeling better. J-Mac is showing that dog in him for all of us, Jacob and Birds 365. How is the calf, Johnny Mac? The people want to know the real question.
Yeah, I told you it was compression sleeve day at Eagles camp yesterday. Mekhi Becton had one. Paris Campbell had one. And there was a third. I can't remember off the top of my head, but everybody had the right leg compression sleeve. I have the left leg compression sleeve, but it's getting incrementally better. It's supposed to be 2 to 4 weeks. I don't like to put a timetable on things like Nick Sirianni. I'm not supposed to be hobbling around every day, so that'll probably make it a little bit longer, but it's getting better.
We're going to have to invest in an ice bath from Jacob for Johnny Mac so he can kind of...
I ice that thing from the minute I get back to freaking all the time.
Good stuff,
so
Johnny Mac.
Hopefully,
yeah, hopefully it heals up for you, brother. We appreciate you checking in this morning, John. Always do a great job, as always. Remember, Birds 365 tonight, everybody, 6 to 8 p.m., where we get the full update from John on what happened at practice today and the storylines that continue to develop. Johnny Mac, thanks for checking in, brother. Get down there safely. Have a good day of practice. We'll talk to you tonight. All right, man?
All right. Thanks, Sander.
All right, Johnny Mac. There's Johnny Mac joining us live from the car, doing a great job, as always, as he always does. John McMullen, our Eagles beat reporter, traveling down there to the NovaCare complex, nursing back that calf strain. So hopefully Johnny Mac gets back to 100% soon. And we'll continue to talk to him about that and about the rest of camp. So excited to do a Birds 365 tonight. This is an exciting part of camp to me when you get out of those first couple weeks. Remember, when you get to the first couple weeks, how's the offense look? How's the defense look? And it's new, right? You're just waiting to see everything. And now that we've seen, now that we've heard, you know, now you start to hear the important stuff on who's starting and where do they need to add. And you saw today they signed Shaquille Quarterman. Obviously, don't get excited about it. Johnny Mac said he's going to be a special teams guy. I did pick up a couple more intel on Shaquille Quarterman here. 26 years old, 63 games in 4 seasons, 0 starts, 54 total tackles and 1 tackle for loss in 4 seasons. Mainly a special teams player. He played around 55% of the special team snaps for Jacksonville. Mainly a special team signing, could be a potential Oren Burks replacement, possible that it'll make the 53, but he feels like a practice squad player that gets called up to start the season. So not a huge signing there, but maybe an interesting move to make before this preseason game start. So we'll continue to monitor all that. If anybody has a good question in the chat, I will take a few more questions before I get out of here this morning. I want to remind everybody, 2 things. I'm going to be doing another live show at noon or 12:30. I got to see how the practice goes before I decide. So noon or 12:30, I'll get that up and scheduled as soon as possible. So I'm going to be doing a recap. It'll be just me. I won't be able to talk to John during that, but I'll recap what I was able to read. I'll get some text from John. He normally gives me like a couple text updates just so I can use what he saw on the show. So I'll do that at around noon or 12:30. So make sure if you're available to check in for that, drop us a like on this show. We appreciate that. And then tonight, Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. where we'll get Johnny Mack, obviously another nighttime edition. I know not everybody likes the nighttime editions, but it's just what works for us with the schedule right now. So that's what we're going to continue to do. There will be nighttime editions today, tomorrow, and Wednesday because of the practice schedule. So all nighttime birds, 365 here to start the week before we get back to our regularly scheduled program. So we appreciate that for being here. The other thing I want to mention is last week, everybody, we announced a new sponsor here on Birds 365 and on the network with the National Football Show, and that's BetUS. So I'm going to tell you a lot more about BetUS tonight on Birds 365. We appreciate their support. Our sponsors make the content possible. You guys make the content possible. And we can't thank you enough, and we can't thank BetUS enough for coming on board and being one of our sponsors here to present the network, to present Birds 365 and the National Football Show. So you see the logo in the corner. Go to betus.com.pa. There's also a link down in the description. If you use that, we get credit. So if you're going to go to it, please use our link because it gives us a better rep, obviously, and that's what we want with BetUS. So if you're a fan of Jacob Sports and you're looking for a new sports book this season, definitely go to BetUS. And as I said, I will tell you a lot more about them tonight on Birds 365. I got a couple live reads on there, and I'll show you a little bit more about them. We're going to be doing the Saquon follow-along all season long. You know, for those who don't know, and many of you do know, I think, by now, we're doing with the Saquon giveaway. So get your memberships in, everybody. Every time Saquon Barkley goes over 125 yards in a game, all purpose, it can be catching, receiving, running, it doesn't matter, all purpose yards for Saquon. If he is 125 plus, Jacob Sports, me, will be giving away a Saquon Barkley jersey to one of our members, but our members only. So you got to be a member. We have 200 plus members right now. So if you're a member of the channel, you will be automatically eligible to win a Saquon jersey when he does that. We're giving away up to 20. So if Saquon wants to go over 125 every damn game, guess what we're doing? We're giving away a jersey every damn game. And I love to hear it. So I can't wait to do that all season long. We're going to be tracking it, as I said, on BetUS. We're going to be putting in the prop bets with them. So we'll be doing that all season long. I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. Jeff Martin says, you getting buff, bro? No tester, deck of D-ball, right? No, man. 100% natty, Jeff Martin. 100% natty, brother. We appreciate the comment. Suplex City, it sounds like Big Tanner is getting runs with the two. Have I heard anything? Yeah, I talked to John. I should have asked him about that on air. Sorry about that. We'll talk to him about that tonight on Birds 365. But yeah, I have heard that Tanner McKee is looking as good or, if not better, than Kenny Pickett. So I don't know. Maybe we have a QB2 battle brewing in training camp. We'll see what they do with that. That would kind of stink because we gave up that, you know, a pick for Kenny Pickett, you know, a draft pick. So we'll see how that position shakes out. James Carver, that's pretty funny. He said, as I showed, dumb questions will be Walt Whitman, a.k.a. not responded to. James, that was a great question about the cap. The people want to know what the people want to know, James. And we appreciate the Super Chat, brother. None of your questions are dumb. Thank you guys for all the questions. They're good stuff, and we appreciate all of that. Eduardo says, the ice bath would be beneficial for y'all, Xander, especially seeing that you have a lot of old heads on the show. Yeah, I might need to invest in like a community Jacob ice bath, although that might be kind of nasty, everybody. Look, I'm not like a germaphobe at all. I don't really care. You know, if somebody drinks from my water, I'm not really one of those guys. I don't care. But I don't know about popping in the ice bath with all these other dudes. So maybe we'll get each and every person their own individual ice bath. I'm not about to do that. So we'll see. We appreciate all you guys being here. Jeff says, how do we get a blue wrench? Jeff, you got to earn the blue wrench, brother. And so that means you're a moderator on Jacob Sports. Some of our best people, some of our best viewers who have been here a long time have wrenches. I'm going to continue to give them out. Obviously, sometimes it's not about you. I just forget to give them out. You know, I will give out more of them, but I don't want every person to have a blue wrench, 'cause then it takes away, you know, that it's nice to have a blue wrench. So, but if you want to be green, you can become a channel member and enter into the jersey giveaway for Saquon Barkley, and support the channel financially. So we appreciate that. Madness says, when are you going to get Big Sills as a guest on Birds? That's a good question. I would love to give get Big Sills on, maybe bring him on, get some debate with him and Johnny Mack and see what Big Sills has to say. Remember, Big Sills is out in Cali. So when we do Birds 365, it's 5 a.m. when we start for him. So it's a very early swing. So I wouldn't ask Dan to do it too much, but you know, maybe he'll get up for us one time in the 9:20 spot, which would be 6:20 his time, and we'll see about that. So I would like to get him on there. Richard Nutt says, what years at Bama is he? So 16, I didn't graduate from Bama. I didn't make it through. I graduated elsewhere, but I was there for three full years. So 2017, 2018, 2019, I was at Alabama, and I watched. So my first game when I got there, right, I showed up in August. That was the start of the school year. Showed up. We drove down, me and all my boys, a couple of my boys down in Alabama. We drove from Alabama over to Dallas, Texas for Jerry's World, and we saw the Bama's first game, which was at Jerry's World in Dallas versus USC, and I think it was Blake Barnett. Blake Barnett was supposed to be the starter. So we go there thinking that it's going to be Blake Barnett. And on comes to the field, freshman Jalen Hurts. So I watched Jalen Hurts' first ever college game. And by the way, he had a damn good game. 52-6, Alabama won that game. And that was the only, first and only time I've ever been to Jerry's World in Dallas. But that was a fun time. And then I obviously saw Jalen's next year. I saw Jalen get benched. I saw Tua win the national championship there. So two natties during my time there, and I went back for the next one that I wasn't there for. But, yeah, had a good time in Alabama. It was a great school. Fun to be there. Maybe a little bit too fun, my brother. But thanks for being here, Rich Nutt. We appreciate the comment, brother. Appreciate all the comments. Amber says, I love Big Sills. Listen to him every day. Me too, brother. Not brother. Amber, sorry. I'm sure you're a female. Sounds like you are a female. But I love Big Sills too. He is great. I love listening to him. You know, sometimes we get, people get upset with him, but I love that he's an outside perspective. You know, sometimes you're here and it becomes an echo chamber, right? If you only listen to Eagles fans or, you know, respect to a lot of YouTubers, but a lot of the YouTubers who are covering the team are fans of the team. And, you know, it's nice to hear somebody that's outside, and maybe he's a little harsh sometimes, but that's Big Sills. And that's what makes him great. He's an entertainer. He's a talented person. There's not many other people, even if you hate Big Sills, there's not many people you can roll camera on for 4 days or for 4 hours in the middle of June, in the middle of May, in the middle of July. And he will go. He doesn't even need a break. Big Sills is a very talented guy. We are very happy to have him here at Jacob Sports. He supports us. We support him. So we love Big Sills here on Jacob Sports. I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. A good 45-minute show. We talked to Johnny Mack. We're going to talk to him later. Make sure you're tuned in for the 12 or 12:30 edition of the show, where I'm going to recap some of the practice, and we'll see about that. And then a nighttime edition of Birds 365 coming up. Can't thank all of you guys enough. I want to thank James Carver for his two super chats today, $40 total, two $20 super chats. Thank you, man. And Richard Natinsky, who dropped a $2 super chat on Brent and Covey. We thank those people. We thank all of our channel members who are channel members. I see a couple. Jason A-Team's a member. We got Twiz the Jigga is a member on the channel. Who else we got that's a channel member in here? James Carver is a channel member. Suplex City is a channel member. CZ is a channel member. These are all guys who will be eligible to win a jersey for Saquon Barkley. So if you want to be eligible for that, make sure you become a member. It also is, it's $5 a month. It's a big support to the channel, guys. I know it doesn't seem like it might be $5, but it is. We are not a fully funded venture capital backed network. So we rely on our advertisers and our people. So Richard says, how do you become a member? Richard, right below the video, you should see where it says Jacob Sports, which is the name of the channel. There's a subscribe button next to Jacob Sports. Obviously, I think you're subscribed already. There should be a button there that says join. And if you can't find that, if you go to our page or click on our channel, there should be a member there that says join, or a button there that says join. It's $5 to join and be a member, $5 a month. So it's not a crazy investment. But it does help us. Our channel members are a big part of it. I always try and respond to all of our channel members the best I can in the comments and everything. even if I don't respond, I always read everybody's comments. So if you know, I love when you guys comment. You guys give me a lot of intel, and I love your feedback. So we appreciate all you guys being here. Appreciate all the viewers today. A lot of good viewership as always, and great comments. So we appreciate that. Going to get out of here. We'll be back at 12 or 12:30. And then coming up this afternoon, the National Football Show with Dan Cilio will be 2 to 6 p.m. Birds 365 will be 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We appreciate it. Going to show you our new BetUS spot coming out of it. Make sure you click the link in the description for BetUS. It helps us. It helps BetUS, one of our loyal, our newest sponsors here. So excited to bring them on board. Thank you, everybody. We will see you later on today. Ton of content coming on Jacob Sports all day long.
Michael Vick at BetUS.com. Catch an incredible 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. BetUS, my online sports book and casino.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.